going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. Was Jesus a socialist? Many members of the DNC seem to think so, and today, August 26th, is Women Equality Day. Let's talk about it. Buckle up, it's going to be a good episode, so sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
What's going on, America? And welcome to Monday's episode of the Dear America. Wow.
I'm sorry.
You messed up my intro at the start of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Alyssa is supposed to be a professional at this point.
My shoelace stabbed me in my foot. It hurt. I'm sorry. It was an involuntary act.
Don't you hate that? I just don't even know what to say to you anymore. It is Equality Can't Wait hashtag trending. It is Equality Day for women.
Yeah.
Alyssa is just as talented at this show as we are.
That's
and
right.
By God, you're good enough. You're smart enough.
Thank you.
And by God, people love you.
No, it's like
me.
Yes, they do.
Dang it, it's like me. The, you know the SNL skit I'm talking about?
No.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. You've never seen that guy?
I don't know.
Oh, what is his name? Hashtag Dear America. If you know what I'm talking about on the Saturday Night Live skit, it's old, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's like this really...
Let us know in the comments.
Humbly, homely, is that what they call
homely.
It? Unfortunate looking gentleman slash could have been a woman. And they look in the mirror all the time and like they have insecurities. Anyway, okay. All right.
Talking, so it was a compliment and now it just turned.
Oh, no, I was definitely making fun of you.
Thank you.
It was
okay.
Definitely.
Well,
it was,
all
it
right,
was definitely,
then.
it was okay. Definitely slanted to the poking fun at you direction. Anyway,
thanks, babe.
Ladies and gentlemen, today was our first day of school. We dropped our children off this morning.
They did so good.
Yeah, they did really well.
Good.
Alyssa did decent. You know, Jake was upset with us initially because we were late to the studio.
Oh, I was so mad.
We were late to the studio.
So Graham made me call to tell you. He's like, he takes it better from you.
Jake does take it better from you.
It's because I'm
Jake
so awesome.
Is abusive. Yeah. He is verbally and physically abusive on this set. He is just a nightmare
only
to work
men.
With. Only to men.
Only to men.
For equality
he's
day.
He's amazing
it
to
is
me.
Only to, oh, that's going to be the theme for the whole show. Only to men.
Yes.
Anyway, and I just want to prove for Equality Day that I was required to hold the most stuff walking into the school to drop off all their school supplies.
Of course.
Because hashtag equality.
Sure, or you have muscles, so.
Oh, so are you saying that because my body structure is different, that you are due more rights and freedoms to decide who carries more stuff? Do you see the slippery slope of which
but
this
sure.
day inequality stands?
If that gets you to carry the backpack and the toilet
right.
paper,
hold
sure.
on. All right, well, we're going to touch base back on that.
Toilet
but
paper?
Before
it's a homeschool thing.
I can't. This is supposed to be my
sorry.
Show.
Right,
and here we go.
Sorry. Go
can I finish?
Sure.
Can I finish?
Yes.
Can I finish?
Equality,
all right.
hashtag.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had you all subscribe today because we have a special breaking only for podcast listeners announcement.
That's right.
Last time we did this, I forgot to tell you. Jake got on to me. He was like, weren't you supposed to announce something
funny.
Today? And the episode had already gone up. And I was like, oh, that's the only thing bad about
Oops.
The podcast.
Yeah.
Once it's up there, you can't like go back and edit it.
Nope.
Anyway, okay. So for the announcement today, podcast listeners, we are September 15th, getting ready to do our first ever live
Woo!
Taping of the Dear America podcast in front of a live audience.
Woo!
We are going down to Houston, Texas
That's right.
for the Houston Youth Summit 2019, of which you can still register to go to.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone listening, that if you're interested in seeing Dear America taped live with Dan Crenshaw,
Woo-hoo.
Marcus
what?
Luttrell, the
oh.
lone survivor himself,
come on.
And Medal of Honor recipient Dakota Meyer.
Yeah.
If you want to come hang out with the Dear America crew and those amazing, amazing veterans, go to Eventbrite and simply search Houston Youth Summit 2019. Let me make sure I didn't just tell you something wrong.
Like
that's pretty cool.
No. Oh, excuse me. Crenshaw Houston Youth Summit 2019. Go to Eventbrite, search it. It should pull up. It's free. You just got to register because once so many people get there, we got to close the door. We already have like 1,500 people already registered to come to this event.
So exciting.
So it's going to be a good time. Go do that. Come hang out with us. It's going to be fantastic. But now we've got to get into the actual just amazing topics to discuss today. First of all, to go ahead and start this off with a bang, a Houston astronaut has been accused of hacking her ex-spouse's bank account from space.
Are you serious?
Marking the first ever galactic crime.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How much do you hate somebody that you're in space and the only thing that you can think about in that moment, you are one amongst the stars.
Yeah.
And the only thing that you can think is taking out that $3,000 in what's her name's bank account from upstairs.
Maybe she was really bored. You know, they got to be bored.
Well, it's a lesbian couple. It's a girl. So a girl hacked her ex-girl spouse bank account from space. So I don't know what happened.
Man.
But there was definitely turmoil in there.
Seems like something a man would do, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. So God forbid.
Definitely.
If a man had done it, the title would not read accused. It would be man.
Satanic man.
Satanic, demonic, fascist, misogynist man hacks woman's bank account. In
how
unjust revenge, because how dare her not be able to live her truth and sleep with whoever she wants.
That's right.
That's how it would read. Okay. All right. Alyssa's giving me the eye. She's like, you keep going. You're going to be in trouble. All right. Yahoo News reports.
Always my
favorite. Oh, they're a reputable news source.
They are.
Yeah, well, Yahoo News is the people that made us and our kids famous.
That's
that
right.
One time.
That
all right.
True.
So, all right. KFC is testing Beyond Meat plant-based fried chicken.
What does that mean?
Kentucky Fried Miracle is what they're calling it.
What?
Kentucky Fried
Broccoli. It means it's not really like
chicken.
It's like it's plant-based
chicken. But they're still calling it chicken? I don't like that.
Yeah, Beyond Fried Chicken. That's what it's
lie.
Called.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
A Kentucky Fried Miracle.
That
that's actually
chicken.
How they're doing it.
That
miracle.
Is not chicken.
It's a miracle.
Don't taste like
no,
a miracle.
No. So this is going on. So have you guys seen, and I'm picking on him because we're friends, but Colton Underwood, the Bachelor, you know, his big claim to fame was that he was a virgin for the Bachelor. So now that he's not a virgin anymore, and, you know, that's kind of how he rose to fame, this plant or this vegan hamburger company. So it's not hamburgers. It's like beans and stuff that they make in the hamburgers. Anyway, it's virginity, like vegetables.
Lost
his virginity. And so like they're rolling with this, man. It's like the ads are, I'm going to admit, the first time I was nervous.
Oh my gosh.
But then I did it in front of my family and friends.
Oh my gosh.
It over and over and over again.
Man.
It exploded in my mouth. They really go in depth in this, but it's virginity. It's about, you know, eating a vegan burger for the first time. You're welcome, America. I don't know what else you expected to hear
well,
this
that
morning.
Sounds gross.
But we are on it. All right. Now into serious stuff.
Okay.
San Francisco, California is at it again. Fighting this misogynistic world in the hatred towards discrimination and oppression. They have decided that words hurt yet again. Berkeley, California did this about 2 months ago. What?
No, I just moved my phone in front of me. I wasn't trying to show you anything this
time.
Oh,
okay. Messed my flow up, Jake. I thought Jake was trying to hint towards ads. All right, anyway.
I'll do that with a wink.
Okay.
I thought we were going to do spirit fingers.
Okay. Can I finish?
Yes.
Is it that kind
sorry.
Of morning? All right,
sorry.
All right. Berkeley, California did this about a month and a half, 2 months ago, where they changed manhole cover to maintenance hole cover because, again, hashtag
so
equality.
Amen.
Right? You know, why has it got to be manhole
I
cover?
Agree.
What about manatees?
Should be maintenance.
Yeah.
Like manatees?
What about mannequins?
A praying mantis.
What are we going to do? Anyway, all right. So
a
that
manta
was offensive.
Ray.
But now it has gone even further, okay? Apparently, criminals have feelings. So the judicial system has removed certain words when speaking about criminals.
Huh.
Not only has offender and addict been removed completely from judicial language, you're not allowed to use it. Mm. period. A convicted felon can no longer be labeled or deemed as such. They are now to be called a justice-involved person.
Murder-involved.
This is real, though. Yeah. This is real. So Alyssa was asking me the other night, so what if you're like a repeat...
offender.
And I was like, you're a repeat justice-involved person.
Yeah. I'm just involved.
What if you're a serial an addict or a serial...
I'm a serial addict.
You know, convicted.
I'm a serial addict. I love cereal.
All right. You're a serial justice-involved person. I wonder what murderer is going to be.
Justice-involved person. You're a JIP.
You weren't involved in a murder. You were involved in a difference of opinion that led to the ending of one's... I don't know.
I mean, they have second-degree murder, first-degree... I mean, are they just going to keep going with
Hashtag
this?
Dear America, when did we worry about offending criminals?
I bet you it's not the criminals.
No, criminals can get... No,
they're probably upset about
In fact, a lot of criminals really like the fact... Like if they're career criminals, a convicted felon, that's like, bam, that's like a master's degree for the criminal world.
They love talking about it, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Man, I just got out of prison.
Convicted felon. I could care less about offending criminals,
hang on, but even if you change the language of it, everyone still knows that's what it is. So does it really help? Because now you're just a justice-involved person, which could be anything from a murderer to someone who steals something.
I'm not here to argue policy with you, Alyssa. I'm just here to tell you what is going on.
I'm saying it doesn't make sense.
And apparently we live in a world that we care about upsetting criminals.
Speaking of criminals, Port Arthur man, apparently named D'Adrian.
Nice.
Caught on tape,
D'Adrian,
licking ice cream.
Come on,
Texas.
What is
that? Was Texas?
That was Port Arthur. Texas.
Wasn't the first one in Texas too? It was a chick the first time. Hashtag equality. Everybody wants to do the same things.
This dude went in and filmed himself licking ice cream.
That's what the chick did.
Yeah, didn't learn from that.
Why?
Apparently.
Why is this a thing? Like, why is that? Why is that a thing?
I think it was National Ice Cream Day too.
Can we go back to like the cinnamon challenges where people
made
themselves do dumb things that didn't affect other people? Can
Tide
we go back
pods.
To that? Yeah, Tide Pod. That's natural. I was always for the Tide Pod challenge. I really was.
Do you want my funny criminal story?
Cool.
Natural selection,
or
man.
Or do you want me to wait?
Funny While criminal? We're at it, may as well.
Okay.
Well, yeah, might as well do
All right,
it.
We're going to
it's
Florida.
Day. You can do whatever you want,
babe. Florida, thank you.
This is your show. I didn't know if
it
you
is.
Know it. It's just,
it's always
just
has
as much
been.
Your show as it is mine.
We just label it you.
maybe even more.
We're going.
Definitely more.
We're going back to.
On a side.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Go ahead. All right,
are y'all done?
Yes, we're done.
Okay, thank you. We are going back to Florida today. Well, we were. Okay, now we're back. All right.
A
59-year-old guy named John, of course, went to Walmart, but apparently didn't have a plan how to get home. He lived 20 miles away. John was very drunk. So he did what anyone would do at the time. He stole a motorized cart from the Walmart and set
Smart.
Off to ride it all the way home. But about a mile into the drive, alas, the car's battery ran out. Mm. Cops caught up to John at a convenience store trying to recharge the battery in an outlet.
It's smart because it's not a vehicle.
But to add insult to injury, Jake, you're wrong. What? It's actually considered a felony grand theft charge.
What?
Yeah. No, they're not playing with that. You know
well,
how those...
he did steal it from Walmart.
No, you know
if how... it was
it
his.
It was a car.
No. You know like those little scooters now that people can rent and you drop them anywhere kind of thing? If you're drunk on them things, you're getting a ticket.
Yeah.
Period. Same thing as operating a car.
What about a lawnmower?
Absolutely. You get a ticket.
I don't arrest a man on his lawnmower.
What if you
any
turned
good
your
Christian
little,
man would
what
never,
if you turn your clippers on? You could really hurt somebody.
Yeah, well.
They get stuck under there. Like,
all right.
Mow a foot off.
let's hit really quick on this. This happened last week around Thursday, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the show. So we're going to hit on it really quick because Twitch has now decided to suspend Hassan Piker from the Young Turks for a week. So he got a ban for a week because he said on his Twitch live stream that Americans deserve 9/11 and that the Mujahideen or whatever it is that took out Dan Crenshaw's eye was a brave soldier. So most of you have already heard that story now, so we're not going to go deep into it, but I just kind of wanted to give you an update that for those crimes he received the massive ban of 7 days on Twitch.
That's gonna sting.
I'm not pro banning people, I'm really not, but you know, I mean, if you're going to ban somebody, then ban them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either do it for forever or just shut up about it kind,
yeah,
kind
exactly.
of thing. Anyway, but that's there. So real quick before we go on into the title of this episode, which is, was Jesus a socialist? Let's talk about our advertiser. Speaking of Jesus, all of us here at Dear America Podcast believe in the Constitution and respect the Second Amendment. There are a lot of holster brands to choose from. Some are good, some not so good, but what does your holster say about you? Starting at just $37, We the People holsters are custom made right here in America. Their designs are updated monthly in-house, which means they don't use third-party molds. They even have their own 3D design team who measures every micromillimeter of their guns to ensure the perfect fit. Their unique and intuitive clip design allows for you to easily adjust both the cant and ride of your holster so that it will fit comfortably and securely at all times. Go to wethepeopleholsters.com/Graham and get yours today. Every holster ships free and comes with a lifetime guarantee, but that's not all. Enter the offer code Graham and receive an additional $10 off your order. Support your country, defend the Constitution, and support a great American business. Satisfaction guaranteed. WeThePeopleHolsters.com/Graham. Offer code Graham. And we're back. All right. So the other day, there was a video that started going viral on Twitter, and it was a pastor who was at, where was he at, Jay? It was at like a Democratic like event or something like that, a DNC event.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was a speaker. His name was Mr. Barber.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he
Nobody
was a pastor.
Cares. Anyway, the point is, he goes on there, and the, you know, we could, do you have the video? Are we going to play the video, or are we just going to paraphrase? Okay,
Let's
we'll just
paraphrase
it. It's not worth watching, but the biggest thing is he basically say, well, he doesn't basically say, he says that Jesus and the Bible is pro-socialism. And this seems to be a ever-evolving narrative trend going on in the Democratic Party. You see Buttigieg. All right, coming out there. Jay, he's trying.
That's what you got to say it like.
All right, Buttigieg is coming out. I mean, Kamala Harris comes out. Crap, what was the other one? I don't remember. Stupid people. Anyway, point is, they all come out, and this narrative that Jesus was a socialist is coming out. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to invoke Christians to be like, oh yeah,
maybe he's right.
You know, maybe he's right.
But is that, does that really work? Because my gut reaction would be, no.
Jesus was
don't
like
a
staunch capitalist, man, at the end of
no,
the
day. No, I just, I don't
no,
feel
Jesus
comfortable
was
putting
very
Jesus
much,
in any box.
No, no, no.
And this is
if
what
you
Jesus
had
was.
To pick
no.
what area Jesus was in, Jesus was very clear. Bible's very clear. Do your work, earn your money, pay Caesar that
That's
which
true.
Was Caesar, and then be generous and charitable with your own
but
money.
But I feel like that's what the Democrat, that's what they do.
That,
though,
by
is
very
that
definition, is a what, Jake?
A capitalist.
It's more of a capitalistic point of
I'll
view,
help you
is
out,
it
Jake.
Not?
Yes.
I mean,
seems
no,
like
no,
it.
I'm being for real. I'm not saying that it 1,000,000% fits in the box, but if you had to pick an economic system.
But did he have a job that he got paid to buy goods?
Who?
Jesus.
Jesus made the stuff.
That's what I'm saying. So he's not really a capitalist.
Yeah.
I don't
no.
think, okay, can we get away from this? I would not put
say,
Jesus in a box.
Okay, okay. No, I will.
Trigger
I will,
warning.
No, I will oh, redo God. This. This is the same Jesus would have a gun argument. Jesus wouldn't have a gun because he don't need a gun.
That's right.
Is Jesus pro other people that aren't the Son of God having a gun? Yeah, I think he is. So Jesus don't need a job because he can make whatever he wants. But is he pro us mere mortals having jobs so we can do that? Have our own money, make our own money of abundance to where we can be charitable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also
I
said
think
don't,
he is.
Don't covet your neighbor's house.
Yeah. Or your, well, yes. People take certain scriptures about being charitable and mm-hmm. giving to your brother
right.
and stuff like that. And then they complete, you know, and they use that as a justification for socialism. See?
Not big brother.
See? The Bible says we're supposed
okay.
to give all our money away.
Yeah.
But the Bible also says that people that don't pay back their debts, you have some
Correct.
Serious problems coming, you know?
All I'm saying is I feel like that's what they do, though, is just use this moral code.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll throw anything out there, though, to just try to get that.
It's not a moral code. It's lies.
Well, I know, but that's what they do.
I'll be charitable. Don't make the government force me to be charitable.
Well, but
that's not a cheer for giver when
no,
I'm being
but
forced.
That's not, exactly. That's not charity. Okay, right. The Bible talks about being charitable with the money that you have to people that need it. Mm-hmm. Bible doesn't say anything about your money being taken from you and then somebody, government, decides what charity actually is. That is the exact opposite of it, actually.
What was the point? I forgot.
The point is they're trying to push socialism by taking out of context scriptures to try to make Christians feel bad that we're supposed to give everybody our money. And that's not true.
I don't think most people who believe in the Bible believe that at all.
You'd be amazed. There's a lot of left leaning Christians now, and I think that it's because we've gone into this society and this culture, and we kind of touched with it with Pastor Micah when he came on. Mm-hmm. Christians are so afraid of offending people by simply stating what we know to be true based on the scripture of which we believe. Because if you're a Christian, that's what you do, right? I say it all the time, and Alyssa's going to give me the death eye, but I don't care. Jesus didn't ever care nothing about hurting your feelings. He cares about you hearing the truth, period. The Bible is very straight up, black and white, with the occasional red words from Jesus, and none of them care about your feelings not being hurt. It cares about you hearing the truth. Jesus deals in matters of the soul. The soul don't care about you being upset, hashtag equality, that you're not making exactly the amount of money that you want to make right now in your job. Mm-hmm. He don't care nothing about that, period. And these Democratic liars try to misconstrue the Bible for the Bible saying that we should just take care of everybody. Mm-hmm. And how dare you make a living for yourself when your fellow man who doesn't do crap doesn't have any money to pay for. Well, see what I'm saying? I don't get that.
I bet you Jesus would have been upset about the 100 million people who died because of socialism.
Yeah. I'm sure. But
forget about that.
Anyway, all I'm saying is read the Bible, people. Context is everything. There are actual college courses that last months for you to understand actual context of the Bible.
Yeah.
You're awful quiet over there, Alyssa.
I'm just going to let y'all
She's checked out on this one.
Yeah, y'all go.
Anything Jesus-wise, Alyssa checks out, I feel like.
I'm just not getting into that.
I feel like, I'm saying it again, Jesus don't care nothing about hurting your feelings.
Thank you, baby, we heard you.
He care less. That's not his problem, period. Yeah. Jesus was notorious for punching people straight in the mouth with truth. Just the other day, the pastor said it himself. He's like, you know, people were coming up to Jesus in the story about Jesus. Who among us is the best, you know, like the best servant, the most worthy of the kingdom of heaven? He looks straight at them dudes and goes, not you. They're behind you. It's the kids, the little snot-nosed kids that you're coughing all over everything and licking their hands and putting it on all the food. That's them.
Yeah.
All you need to be more like that. Jesus. I like to imagine Jesus had a little bit of a little sarcastic nature about him. You think you're good? Watch this, buddy. Actually, it's the children that you walked past behind you, you dummy.
Boom.
If Jesus was alive during Twitter and videoing, I think he would be
would rival Trump.
No, he would rival the Wendy's account. The Wendy's account trolls everybody. I really think that Jesus would have thrown it down. Anyway, that's just me. Hashtag Dear America, when you think of your Jesus, do you think that he's has a sense of humor? I do. I like to think that he does, as Alyssa stares through my soul.
Yeah. Speaking of socialism and kids and everything, they're saying the younger generation is more socialist than ever. Which I don't know if I believe that.
I could see it, though.
I can see it, but I think the problem is education in school. Like, when I was in school, I didn't learn about, you know, Russia and Stalin and all that. Like, I don't think they even get to it in grade school, middle school, high school. So they don't know what socialism's done in the past.
Speaking of Stalin and all that other kind of stuff, and talking about education, there is another viral clip that posted just yesterday afternoon. It's already at 2 million views on Twitter. And, I'm just going to play it for you.
Trump is as destructive a person in this century as Hitler, Stalin, and Mao were in the last century. He may be responsible for many more million deaths than they were. He needs to be contained, but he needs to be contained by attacking his policies, not his person.
All right. So that was a crazy person.
That's right.
Who said crazy about 8 times in the same sentence. And so me and Jake, before we started filming, agreed that if you say crazy a lot in the same sentence, it's because you're crazy.
That means you're crazy.
All right. So here's the thing. Trump is responsible for millions more deaths than Hitler, Stalin, all of these huge dictators slash oppressors, oppressors, murderers, etc. Millions more.
Yeah.
I don't.
And is that combined?
I don't recall a single death that Trump has been a part of.
I guess he's saying his policies? Is that what he's trying to say?
He's a moron. Like it's going to in the future.
Does he know his history
at all?
He's
an idiot. Yeah. He's an idiot.
I mean, that's reaching towards 100 million people. So I mean, more than that.
But here's the thing that's most shocking to me. If you watch the video, and for those of you listening on audio, I encourage you to watch the video. Because the thing that's most shocking to me is this happened on CNN. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is why nobody believes
batted
CNN.
An eye to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Fox News, there's some crazy people that come on Fox News, right? But the one thing that I love about Fox News host is Tucker Carlson would have been all over that dude like white on rice, man. Yeah. Hashtag equality. Anyway, the point is, the CNN people, they just sit there.
Yeah.
They don't
let
them
go.
They don't like say, could you elaborate on that? You know, well, when you say millions more than Stalin and Hitler, what do you mean by that? Like, nobody even goes, I mean, if we're being honest, do we really believe that Trump has killed more people? Let's just pick one of them than Hitler.
Right.
Really? You really think that Trump has done more than Hitler?
Even Anderson Cooper had been like, we need to
take
a break.
Take a break.
Oh,
okay.
Pause, stick around.
We'll be right back. Yeah. We're going to take a break. it's crazy to me that they let this stuff go.
He said he didn't hear it. He said, like, I didn't even hear him say that. It's like,
that's what he said.
Yeah.
Well, you're not even listening to your people. Yeah. Come on.
So in other words,
I zoned out.
Yeah.
Because this dude was so stupid that I didn't listen to what he said.
Basically.
And because I'm getting paid all the money I'm getting paid from CNN, just let it go. Let it ride.
Wow.
Why did it even air? Like, CNN has the ability to, cut that real quick.
It doesn't really surprise me, honestly. Like, it's every day. Cuomo said just the other day Trump not looking old is part of the problem.
Because he doesn't have enough trouble sleeping at night, which means he doesn't care.
So now his face looks old, yeah, exactly. And we have a problem.
His face doesn't look old enough.
Compared the first
Cuomo is saying that he has a problem with Trump not aging enough during his presidency.
Yeah, I mean,
because if you look at all these other presidents,
because he's sleeping like a baby,
they start off some way and then they really start to deteriorate. Like it's like a known thing for presidents. And then somebody put a funny thing up. They're like, because Bill Clinton's one of the worst. He's deteriorating. And they're like, look at Bill Clinton's wife. Look at Trump's wife. That's why he's not deteriorating.
Melania's
as much.
So beautiful, though.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, so now people hate Donald Trump so much that they are now hating his face for not aging enough.
Something about your face.
There's something about your face.
I feel like we're reaching,
everything's good, but you're going to have to change your face.
You need to look more tired.
If you don't change your face, I'll fix it for you.
But Trump sleeps like a baby because... Who cares why he's sleeping like a baby?
Yeah.
Maybe he takes pills to sleep. I don't care.
Maybe
why does
he does
it
sleep like a baby. We don't know.
Yeah. Well, he probably sleeps on a really expensive bed.
It's the morally superior part of the left that wants him to stay up all night.
It's all the narrative.
All the bad stuff in the world. You need to stay up all night.
No, because if his face looked bad, then they'd be like, see, he feels guilty for all those decisions.
The devil's draining his soul.
Yeah, exactly.
The devil is draining his soul. Okay, but again, the problem with this, the bigger... long scale problem of this is that younger generations are watching CNN and things like that. And nobody is combating this stuff. So they hear things on national news. And when I was 15, 16 years old, I didn't know that CNN was bad. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know what news networks were bad and which ones weren't true.
And I remember my dad actually yelling at me one day. He's like, what is this crap? This is not Fox.
That would have freaked me out.
Yeah.
100 million people are going to die.
Our president's already killed hundreds of millions of people? What?
Yeah. What is happening?
But that's the point. And that's where CNN lives. Is they live in the realm of, it's easy for us as adults to talk about. They're like, that's garbage, man. Read a book, But these younger kids, they hear it and they just think, oh my God.
My God.
We've got to do something. We've got to get, and that's where the bigger ordeal takes place there. Anyway.
You want to get into another debate?
Sure. I love debates with you, sweetheart.
It's about schools, and I'm curious y'all's take.
Do it.
All right. Here's the debate. Since school started back, smartphones are considered by many educators to be a major problem in the learning environment. So should phones be banned from school? This is the big debate right now.
Debate over.
Debate well over.
Some say that it's not that simple. Some say obviously that it interferes with classroom education, with communication, with all these, but others say that we need to keep them in the school because they need to learn how to not allow it to be a distraction, because in the real world, we're going to have phones and we need to be able to teach our students how to, you know, have time with that.
Leave your phone in your locker.
No.
Leave it in the locker.
No. You know how you teach them to do it? You say you're going to have to figure it out on your own, because when you have a job, they'll just fire you and then you can't afford that phone in the first place. Problem solved.
Yeah.
It's over. How many hundreds of years did we have school before we had phones?
Others say it's a safety issue, because what happens if you have to have a phone and get home from school?
That's a terrible argument. School
has phones.
Go to the principal.
Others say you would never be able to enforce that, so we just shouldn't try.
Oh, that's
You can. Yeah. They used to, take a ruler and slap the back of kids' heads
I don't support that, but okay.
I'm just kidding. Don't slap the top of the hand. There ain't nothing wrong with the of the hand ruler tap.
Others say that phones discriminate against the kids with non-traditional learning styles.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that an argument for not having phones?
I couldn't even wear a hat in school.
Yeah, we couldn't either. No, man.
But I agree. I think you should ban phones, to be clear, because it is nothing but a distraction, and it is not helping children learn how to communicate.
People make me so mad. Different learning abilities. So all of a sudden now we have a generation that is mutated to where they only can learn through means of smartphones. You're an idiot. People are stupid, man. That makes
me so mad.
That's
what they're saying. They're saying use your calculator on your phone. You can use
Google
on your phone.
They have calculators.
And that's what I know. That's my point. But it's like,
they have calculators. They have smart calculators that do all that stuff for you. Only people would try to do. Okay. Let's get into a sponsor.
Okay.
When I was in the military, they made us train repeatedly. Now I want you to give me the next 30 days and try iTarget Pro. This is the first dry fire training system to combine smartphone technology with the industry's best laser bullet. Using your smartphone, their proprietary app tracks a laser bullet, which fits your gun and will detect exactly where your shots are landing. iTarget Pro is completely safe, comes with a caliber-specific laser bullet and target system. Right now, get 10% off plus free shipping with the offer code Graham. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Return if not completely satisfied, but before you do, go to the range and experience the difference. Take it from me. Dry fire training will develop muscle memory, help with target reaction speed, sight alignment, trigger function, and more. Plus, you'll save a ton of money on ammo. The Second Amendment is a right, but it's your responsibility to train. Go to itargetpro.com. That's the letter I, targetpro.com. Offer code Graham. All right.
And we're back.
That's Graham's.
Wow. That is my part. What is wrong with you today?
Hashtag equality.
Yes, that's right.
Hashtag equality. Speaking about equality and women.
Women.
Them women.
Them women. Them women.
Them women. Them women. Trying to take everything. No, I'm just kidding, ladies. But seriously, though, it is Equality Day. So the ladies listening, if you're not getting out and three snapping your fingers at every man you see, you are not doing your constitutional right as a lady in America.
Your patriotic duty.
How dare you? Anyway, an advertisement has come out enforcing this with over 14 million views. So let's talk about it. Here we go.
Hi. I'm Maya Rudolph. Do you love bad news? Then you're going to love my friend, Melinda Gates.
According to the World Economic Forum, it will take us 208 years to achieve gender equality in the United States.
What?
Sounds about That's right. The most specific bad news I've ever heard.
208 years? Over my dead vagina.
That's 1,456 dog years. I'm telling you, bitches never get a break.
Oh, it's funny to them.
All right, sorry. I did not realize that was in there. That's why we have the beeps.
Beep.
Anyway, okay. My vagina says no way.
Yeah.
What's it for? Gender equality?
This is about money.
It's about money.
It's about money. It could they could care less about anything. And that was Sarah Silverman, by the way.
But what are they saying it's about?
It's about that women don't make as much money as men.
Oh.
which is blatantly dishonest.
So they're saying
dishonest.
In 208 yes. years we'll make as much money?
Yeah, it's blatantly dishonest.
They want to make the same regardless of education, experience, all that.
This all, I mean, of course, this has been going on for a while, but this is continuing the notion of back in the Megan Rapinoe or Rapinoe, whatever the crap her name is.
I think it's Rapinoe.
The national women's soccer team claiming, you know, equality for pay and stuff. However, I read an article that said, to brush you guys up on it, what happened was the men actually had a less of a percentage of revenue sales.
Yeah.
But they generated like 400 times the amount of revenue, so they made more money. The women got a bigger percentage of revenue shares or of sales,
mm-hmm.
and they generated far less money, so therefore they made less money. If they had the same percentage share as men, they would have made less money, which now they're backing off on their lawsuit because someone finally sat them down and was like, hey, are you sure that you want to make the same percentage as the men's?
Yep.
Because if you do that, you're going to make less money. Anyway.
And it's not the men's fault that we just honestly like better men's sports.
Men would
make
a lot more money if we became
equal. I don't know any woman that would rather watch women's basketball or women's football or women's hockey or women's soccer over the men's sports.
#truth.
I'm just being for real. Nobody wants to see that stuff.
I mean, I don't mind watching it, but
I'd
much rather watch
the only people watching the lingerie
men.
Football league are men. That's it.
#truth again.
I'm just
I can't
saying,
argue that.
You know what I mean? And and they're still not watching it more than they're watching the Colts and the Giants, you know?
Speaking of lingerie, you know how much money female models make compared to men models?
Well, we're
let's
pretty.
Talk about equality
That's
now.
Inequality.
Yeah. Yeah. The female body is more beautiful.
That's right, it is. Yeah.
I beg to
Says
differ. How dare you?
Yeah.
So let's talk about some equality things really quick.
Men
here.
Have it so great.
No, men have it so great. Okay.
Yeah, you do.
All right. Men make up 76% of suicides.
Mm.
Men make up 85% of the homeless people. So you want to talk about money issues? Why are there so many men homeless people on the street? Anyway, 70% of homicides. Wow. Mm. 40% men make up. This is crazy. Men make up 40% of domestic abuse claims.
A man probably wrote that.
Probably.
Misogynist. Anyway, all right. They are the victims of the most violent crimes.
Yeah.
By far.
Serve 64% longer prison sentences. 92% of deaths in the workplace. 98% of war deaths. They are 3.4 times more likely than a woman to be imprisoned for the same crime. Hashtag equality.
Who runs
Hashtag equality. So this whole gender pay gap stuff, then why are there more homeless men? I mean, you got to start to ask these questions, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think greed ever does
anyone well, because you're just going to keep chasing.
How can you argue, and here's the question, hashtag Dear America, and we'll go around the table. How can you argue equality for more money or the same money? For the same job or less of a job or whatever, but then you're not equal in all these other aspects as well.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking about putting a tweet out. It's probably going to make people mad, but I'm thinking about it. Basically, you know, I'll listen to everyone screaming for equality can't wait or whatever it is as soon as you register for the draft.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, what I don't get it. Like, how it's very one-sided, and it's very, very biased. They want more money, but they don't want to have to do every single, not all women. I'm well aware, ladies that are screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah.
There are some ladies that would love to do that, but I don't think it's the majority.
Yeah, like the
did I just say the majority?
You did.
I don't think it's the majority.
Wow. Do you want me to take it now?
Yes, go, sweetheart. Do it.
I think it goes back, though. Well, one, greed. These people just want money. Let's just be honest. If they make money, they'll probably back off their platform a little bit. Let's just be honest.
I don't know.
But I think it goes back to that victim mentality. So, yeah, and you know, I'm a social worker. We're pretty lowly on the scale there of making money. We usually don't do it for the money. But even if a man is a supervisor, or we have a lot of female supervisors, I don't look at it as, oh, it's just a man. No, I look at it as, obviously, he did something. He worked hard to get there, just like a female. So don't put me in a victim mentality where I can't rise above and be just as good, because I can, and I know I can, and I have.
Yeah.
So don't do that. You just need to work harder. And I'm not saying every business is like that. This is the world. People are people. But the overall majority, no, I don't believe that at all. So
I can list a lot of women that do the same thing I do that make a lot more money than me right now.
Yeah.
And why? Because they work their butts off, yeah. And it's America, and they rose above.
And they're better looking than me, and they're smarter than me, so they make more money.
It's cherry picking data, basically. Yeah. Like, you can make it work whichever way you want if you pull the right data.
Yeah.
Like the female models thing.
Why did we get out of a thing to where now it's, oh, it's because he's a man? Why can we not simply say, oh, he's better than me? There's nothing wrong with that. Oh, he's better than me. Not as a person or as a human being is he better than me.
Yeah.
But in his job or her job, they're better than me. Why is that a bad thing to say? I am not as good at this particular thing than this other person.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, why is that? Well, he got the job over me and I'm better than him. You didn't politic hard enough. Sorry. Just the way it is.
But again, I'm not saying there's not some of that in a, I mean, there. That's everywhere, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have that encounter anywhere. You're going to have...
Yep.
You know, bad people or whatever. So, you know what? Get out of that job. Start another. Do something. Start your own business. I mean, there's so many avenues
when
now.
When I was in the service, what used to irritate me the most is what such a high priority that they put on PT test. Okay? So, to catch you up, PT tests were this huge priority. How fast can you run? Because that's going to dictate how good of a leader you're going to be. Mm. What? No, that's a lie. You could have somebody who was
only because you can't run
equal
fast
in every way, or but if they ran 10 seconds faster than you, they got a promotion, right? I always thought that that was garbage. I did. I thought that was ridiculous. So you mean to tell me that they're going to be a better leader than me because they can run fast?
Mm.
But those were the rules. That's just how they did it. Had nothing to do with I was a dude or a girl. Women could have a better PT score, but their standards were different than the men. So the argument would be, so you mean to tell me that the girl NCO beat me because she's got a higher PT score, but her PT scores are easier than mine? You can do this all day. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really want to pick this apart.
Okay.
But that was just the rules. That was the way it was. She or he beat me. Plain as that. Has nothing to do with, oh, well, they're, you know, they hate me because of my gender and all this stuff. Maybe you suck at what you do.
Right.
Maybe you do. Maybe you're just not good. There's a lot of people that work a job that shouldn't be working there because they're idiots. Maybe that's you. Maybe you're the one that's not very good at what you do. But to sit there and have this pompous mindset that you deserve just as much or more money than the opposite gender simply because they're the opposite gender and you just don't think it's fair. Shut up, man. You're just whiny. Whiny, entitled, just ugh.
Right.
I don't understand it.
And if you got that equality, would you want to lose all the other benefits? Like your house is on fire and the firefighters say, there's a woman and child in there.
I'm telling you, man.
You're going to lose that title.
I have been a dude for a long time.
Thank God.
And I've been broke a lot. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. I saw a dude write a $2.50 check for gas the other day.
Whew.
I don't even want to know the sob story behind that. Don't tell me that there's this, it's a myth. It's a myth. The gender pay gap is a myth. Are there some cases in some places? Sure there are. Just like, are there some racist people in America?
Yeah.
Sure there are. Is the vast majority and is American culture in general, they have a gender issue or they have a racist? No. No, and you're liars.
Mm-hmm.
You were playing every single person that made that video were millionaires.
Yes.
And they probably made a lot of money to make the video about how much money they don't make.
Or let's talk about Melinda Gates.
Yeah.
How did you come into all those billions of dollars?
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about
husband?
A boycott now?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Have y'all seen this? We're boycotting Olive Garden. I am not. But apparently everyone has called to boycott Olive Garden because Olive Garden is donating to Trump's 2020 campaign and we all need to boycott Olive Garden.
They got that Fredo sauce too.
But listen, this is what's funny. So it's trending right now and everybody keeps saying like boycott, boycott. But someone wrote, I don't know if y'all know this, but they're the Darden Restaurant Group are big Trump supporters, but they also own, are you ready? Longhorn Steakhouse, Bahama Breeze, Yard House, Season 52, The Capitol Grill, Eddie V's, and Cheddar's.
Uh-oh.
So, some people are going to be some hungry people.
Well, speaking of boycott, they're boycotting Jimmy John's also.
Jimmy John's?
There's a picture of the owner with an elephant that he killed.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, the hunting photo.
And
oh,
actors.
Who cares,
Mark
man.
Hamill, he's like, you know, boycott, boycott. And my question is back to earlier what we were talking about, the dude saying Trump's going to be responsible for hundreds of millions of deaths. If that's the case, and you're worried about a dude shooting an elephant when there's a global
crisis,
genocide going on, apparently, it's like, huh?
Where did he go to Africa to shoot his?
Yeah, and the picture is like 10 plus years old. Yeah. And this guy says it comes around a couple times a year. Yeah.
All right. So
I mean, I do love the elephant, so I don't really support that. Whatever.
That's a different
topic. To each his own.
Real news update. Real news, real life update. Me and Alyssa decide that we are going to put to rest this Popeye's chicken sandwich debate.
This was so
sad. And the Chick-fil-A sandwich debate.
Oh, yeah?
We were really excited.
Once and for all, we were going to establish it, okay? So we pull into Popeye's.
With our children.
With our children.
We're excited.
And they're out of chicken sandwiches. All right, so in the first 7 days, Popeye's has made over $25 million on just the sandwich sales.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
She did tell us we could wait 6 hours when their shipment came
and they fried it. Anyway, the point is, so the update is it's still up for debate because we hadn't had to try it yet. But I will say this. I saw a pretty funny little thing on the internet the other day. You know, people just go way deep in depths on all this stuff all the time. But they said that Chick-fil-A represents capitalism and Popeyes represents socialistic ideas. They're like,
if
Chick-fil-A is America with a proven system that works, then Popeyes is the socialist movement that says we can do it better than you can. And within a week, they're out of sandwiches.
That's kind of funny. Ba-doom. That's good.
You know, it also shows the power of social media influencers, because those companies can just hire somebody with, you know, a couple million followers and make those funny memes.
Hashtag
about Popeyes.
Popeyes sponsorship.
Yeah.
Give a
fraction of the sales.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, you're
okay?
I'm dying,
you're
man.
You're struggling.
My sinuses have been messing up for a while now. Anyway, point is, hashtag Dear America, have you tried the demonic, blasphemous Popeye's chicken, or are you pro-Jesus chicken through Chick-fil-A?
I do like Popeye's.
I do love Popeye's. That is true. I love Popeye's
bite
chicken.
Bite your tongues.
Just get out of the chicken sandwich game.
Ew.
You want to know why? Okay, here we go. We're fixing to lose our fans
here. I don't like
here.
Spicy.
All right, I like Chick-fil-A. I do. It's just chicken. I mean, that's all there is.
But it's Jesus's chicken.
It's amazing. There's no like spicy fries. There's no mashed potatoes.
Their waffle fries
are amazing. There's no majestic freedom biscuits.
Graham, that's sacrilege right
there. No, I'm not saying that I don't like it. I'm just saying it depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
We're going to edit that out.
Like
these people.
No, don't edit it out. I'm for real. Like these people that eat Chick-fil-A 2-3 times a day,
like
four days out of the week, I would die.
I wouldn't. I eat it every day.
I would.
The grilled nuggets are good.
It's just all so
you do that
good.
On every
That's
other
blasphemous
day.
Is what that is. Why in the crap would you go to a fast food
trying
restaurant
to, wash my figure.
To get grilled nuggets? You've already made the decision that you don't care the second you pull into that place. So you might as well just go with
it. But you can't beat their customer service either. We took all of our kids on our first homeschool field trip, and let me tell you, they clean the tables. They said, do you want refills? Your kids want ice cream.
The government
they
should operate the way Chick-fil-A operates their stores. That is true. I'm not saying that I'm against Chick-fil-A. I'm just saying that I wish Chick-fil-A would get some other options, man. Just something. I mean, you know, just give me anything.
Yeah.
Like, give me, I'm not, here we go. Hashtag Dear America right now.
My God.
I'm not a waffle fries fan.
That's sad.
What?
I'm not. I would much rather have the Popeyes, like Cajun
curly
fries
or
the Arby's.
Arby's curly fries.
Oh, okay. Ultimate combo. Here we go. Chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A, Baconator from Wendy's, curly fries from Arby's.
Chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A? Not the sandwich?
It's the sandwich.
Same chicken.
No.
It's the. Are you kidding me?
It's a different experience.
It's the same chicken.
Yeah.
All right, y'all are spiraling.
Why are we spiraling?
This is important stuff.
People are listening, and they are screaming or agreeing.
Everyone knows Chick-fil-A is better, so let's just move on.
This is why they tuned in.
Wow. Okay.
All right. That.
Last thing to end this out. What's the time, Jake?
We're about 50 minutes somewhere around.
Oh,
there,
we're good, bro. What are you? Okay.
We started late today.
All right. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Because we started a little late, Jake wants to rob you of the experience of our voice. All right. Anyway,
not today. Jake.
Not today, Jake.
Not today.
Not today. All right. Last news article, and then we'll be done.
Okay.
You only live once.
True story.
YOLO was the theme of a crazed woman
Hey, we don't call her crazed. She's a woman. She's
okay. Of a completely justified woman in her actions. YOLO. This was all one woman had to say after smashing her boyfriend's truck and threatening to burn his home down.
Sounds fair.
You only live once. Hashtag YOLO. Equality Day. August 26th, the year of our Lord, 2019. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast. Go to Eventbrite right now, September 15th, Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
First ever live filming with audience of the Dear America podcast. Go to Eventbrite, Crenshaw, Houston Youth Summit.
That's
Search
right.
it, apply. It's free, but they do have a cap. We're already 1,500 people, and that was Saturday.
Yeah.
So I don't know where we are now, but it's filling up quick. The room's only so big. So if you want to be a part of this, we would love to meet you. Come hang out with us. It'll be a super good time. Us, Dan Crenshaw, Marcus Luttrell, Dakota Meyer, and special guest Nikki Haley is showing up as well. It is a huge lineup. It'll be a good time. So make sure you come hang out. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. This is the Monday edition of the Dear America podcast. We appreciate all your support. Make sure you are subscribed. Give us 5 stars and tell one friend about this podcast. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Facebook and Instagram.
Jake?
Instagram, @producer_Jake.
And I am Graham Allen. You can find me anywhere because you're listening to my show, so you probably already do. That's all we have for this episode of the Dear America podcast, and we'll see you again
next time.
Later.
Bye.